And of course, Gorman House music.
We don't mind the language.
We don't mind the
genre.
So send us an email now to info@radioeasterriver.co.za.
Title your email.
Playlist me.
Yesterday.
Our station, our talent, our people.
And I wonder if you know what it means, what it means. And I wonder if you know what it means, what it means. And I wonder if you know what it means to find your dreams. And I wonder, I've been waiting all this my whole life, life.
And we are live.
Wait, what's going on now?
Good day, people. Good day, folks. My name is Junior Chang, and I am with my partners. Y'all care to introduce yourselves today?
Today?
Uh-huh. It's working. I hear you. Go on. Yeah. Hold on. Steve, introduce yourself quickly. Everything is good.
Oh.
We apologize, guys. We apologize.
Okay, that was my fault.
We apologize.
So, but as I was saying, I will pick off where I left off. Let me just start over. My name is Junior Cheng, and I am with my partners. Could y'all please introduce yourself?
Good day, my people. This is your boy, Danger. Ayabonga Chemis.
Junior
Cheng, but that's not his real name. But yeah.
What do you mean that's not his real name?
Hi guys, hope you guys good, cause I'm good too. Oh, I'm a plane here.
Yeah.
Hey guys, my name is Steel. I'm from Pomani. Since we going full names now.
Stilo now.
Yeah.
Stilo.
I've never said I'm alike. What do you mean?
Also, culture said he's Junior. I don't know Junior. That's his name. But
what's his real name?
Everyone literally knows me as Junior. I swear.
What's his real name?
You know that bitch there in Kailicha.
Kailicha.
His name. That's his name.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, man, how are you guys doing today?
I'm feeling good. I had a great weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. Eastern Cape. He was drinking again, guys, as usual.
No, yeah. I went to a funeral. Yeah, come on, Jenta. Yeah.
Yo, he was chilling at a fucking Shebeen.
He was at a Shebeen. I saw your picture. I said, this is not my friend.
The roof looked like it can fall anytime, boy. I don't lie. Yo, that's crazy.
Nah, don't lie. You saw I'm a case of beers.
I saw I'm a blank off the roof, everything, boy.
And he looked like he was having a time.
I had the time of my life because it was the first time going to his Piros Gaoliti in after like. Yes.
Hey guys, we are very judgmental people. Me and Junior. We are very, very judgmental to our friends.
Towards our friends.
Very wrong.
It's wrong.
Very.
Nah.
If you my friend, I have every right to tell you that.
Bro, guys, like,
I'm
good.
We're going to ask. Don't worry. We're going to ask.
Stop.
No. How are you doing?
I'm good, guys. I had a great week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm doing great. And how are you? I like it.
I'm amazing. Yeah. Compared to the past 2 weeks, amazing. I've been doing a lot of work. Productive. Working again on my own channel. Mm. But I'm running a faceless channel now, and it's going amazing. I love it. Mm. But yeah, how are you doing, bro?
I'm doing amazing, man. I'm doing amazing. Productivity is up there.
Today is his birthday, everybody.
It's his birthday, guys.
Oh, let's sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Junia. Happy birthday to you.
Wee wee woo.
Oh, now one. Bro. How does it feel being Ankh? 20 years old.
Big 20.
Are you old, boy?
I'm old.
Yeah.
Sheesh, man.
What's your plan for today, buddy? What's your plans?
Chill. Probably go out with my girl.
I know you're listening right now, but bleep that out. Bleep that name out. I'm gonna bleep it out and put on the can I be honest? I'm just excited for you. I'm just excited. I'm just excited for you.
Privacy.
Here's the thing. I know you guys are gonna go out and have a blast. That's why I'm just excited. You know I would never say the names.
I would never. So chill, bro.
But he knows it's not intentional, bro. My bad, bro. I just know you guys are gonna have a blast. Nice time, you know.
That's the problem with Stilo when it's too happy. He just says anything. Anything can fly out of his mouth. Mm. It's insane, man. But another thing I want to say. Mm-hmm. Is to the people who reply to the anonymous things,
you dumb.
Keep on replying because y'all are entertaining.
Oh, what'd you say?
They
oh,
are entertaining.
You say that? Oh, I say they dumb.
They are entertaining, bro. Especially on OWAM.
Yeah.
On OWAMs, they are hilarious.
No, because we asked them, yo, guys, please Sinner's Dilemmas. We wrote it. And these people are asking, yo, when can I take you out on a date?
Or bro,
when are you free? Bro, what are you guys dumb? I'm sorry, but yo, be slow.
You say dilemmas, guys. Please listen.
Now you guys are asking when can I take you out?
That's send why I deleted me. The app,
man. Bro.
Can I take you out?
Nah, they slow, boy. I'm sorry to say that. You guys are slow. You slow, bro.
I can't lie. Yeah, it kind of made me upset too. Cause I
you're asking for dilemmas.
He's so angry.
They shooting their shots.
Stilo is actually upset.
He's so angry.
The messages were coming on my phone. Oh, that's the thing. So it's
shame.
Like, oh,
yeah.
So interested, like you're gonna read a dilemma, can't you? They're asking you out, bro.
They just wanna go out.
They wanna go out with you.
I just wanna go out with you.
I did not know our audience is slow. Oh my god. Yeah, you guys disappoint us.
Not all the lovers, man.
But yeah,
not
I'm just joking, guys. Love you guys. Yeah. So hot takes.
Let's get into the hot takes.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a hot take?
I'm gonna mine start
is
today.
Burning me. Okay, go
I'm
on.
Gonna start today. My hot take for this week is you all should believe in God.
I don't feel like that's a hot take. Both, to be fair, it could be a hot take.
It is.
It is a hot take. Should,
I think with us, I think everyone here, you're a Christian, right?
No.
Yeah, I'm Christian, yeah.
You are Christian too?
I don't know what I am, Puffy.
Son of, I'm playing. I'm Christian.
Everyone. Yeah, I'm Christian.
Yeah, everyone is Christian.
I don't think it's going to be a hot take on this table.
On here.
On this table, like, it's not going to be a hot take. I think everyone is a Christian, yeah, so
if,
we all
if you believe in ancestors and all of that,
but,
part of a Christian.
But yeah, like God created the ancestors, so...
So in doing.
Kinda.
I'm afraid of I'm afraid of this conversation.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, let's not pivot into the religion.
But I'm just saying.
But
guys, I wanted you guys to fight with me.
No, this
but
one
I
is
pray
really,
every night so hard. Sugar, I'm Christian. I don't know, but
here's the thing. Who said like ancestors and God can't like coexist? Like I think it's
they
I
do
both.
Yeah.
I do
see,
like
because
my
God created the people and then they died and then they became ancestors.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
Me, I live in both worlds.
I look at ancestors as like angels, no?
Yeah.
Or is it just me?
Yeah. Like guardian angels.
Yeah.
Like your guardians and all of that.
So they can call it, so it's not a hot take. I agree with you. I
we
think
all agree.
Everyone agrees.
Everyone on this table.
I don't think you know a hot take, but like I'ma just say this. Money over love.
Money
no.
over love. Yeah, brother, you've lost your mind.
I see that.
No.
Can't lie. Hear him out, James.
Okay, let me say it.
Hear me.
Where he is in life, I would understand that.
Yeah, I will say that. I will agree because right now I need money. Yeah. You think I care about love?
Fair.
I don't care about love,
what am I
going
to do
right
with Tando Lako when I don't have money?
I want a car. Your love is not going to buy me a car, buddy. Keep your love to yourself. Keep your love to yourself. I love you guys. I love you guys,
Otherwise, but keep your love to yourself.
Keep your love to yourself, buddy.
I get that.
I agree.
My
what
first thing,
I'm
I
against
know
that you
know.
I knew.
I'm against it as well.
I knew all my
Why?
Time.
Against it as well. Why
I don't like that. You guys, you know I don't prioritize money.
Yeah.
Than my people.
Before you say this, because you're a girl.
It's not
I'm not
bad.
A girl, bro. Money first.
Definitely, because she's a girl, boy.
Fair.
100%.
But, like, why are you against it?
Why I'm against it? It's because I'm actually in love.
Yeah. Like, no, we're not saying? Taking that away. Like,
but that wouldn't get in the way of me getting money or
exactly.
getting to chasing to the bag. I still have the same determination as
you
I
see.
If not even more.
Let me ask you a
you
question.
What I'm saying?
I think I might be throwing you under the bus with this question. Right?
I promise you, I will dash you.
You have... opportunity to go in Joburg. We get an opportunity as the
to
whole
to
podcast.
Joburg. Yeah.
$1 million. You will not be able to come back to Cape Town.
Ever?
Not ever.
For like 4 years.
Where's
what are you choosing,
that?
Boy?
That's cool. Between I'll just have my girl.
No, talk. She can't come. You can't see each other
like,
at, all.
See
yeah, yeah,
at all.
Yeah. The only thing you can do is text.
What?
It's changing your life.
I didn't hear you.
It's changing your life.
Wait, I'll let Owam answer first.
I didn't hear the question.
What are we
the
saying?
The question is, he says he prioritizes love over money, right? So
wait. Go on.
It's fine.
Almost in fine. Gotcha. But yeah, the question is, we get an opportunity as the whole podcast to move to Joburg. Get a contract for 4 years. We cannot come back here. We cannot have our like partners go visit us. The only thing we can do with our partners is just text.
Nothing much.
What are issues? Are you leaving your partner and moving to Joburg for this opportunity, or are you staying here because with of your relationship?
I think it would depend if I really love
your partner right now, the person you're dating right now.
Okay, listen, it would depend if I really love this podcast.
I'm a man.
No, let's let her finish.
Don't egg it on.
I'm not egging, I'm just listening.
I'm just letting you know, don't egg it on.
Okay, I'm listening.
It'll depend, how seriously do I take it? Yeah, bro.
Don't ask inquisitive questions. Hear me out.
This is about this podcast.
Inquisitive questions.
Listen.
Still ask any question you want to ask, bro.
We talking about this podcast. We get an opportunity to go to Joburg and work with this maybe sponsor, big sponsor. We get $1 million contract each month.
Money team in it.
You would go, Nick. Flex. Thank you.
Fair.
What will you do?
It also
a hot take this week.
No. Answer this question.
Nah, don't put my brother in a spot like that.
Why would you? No.
Gotta come to the lab now.
No.
Real, I don't see how this would be a real life situation, but.
you don't think it could be?
Nah.
Like impossible, like
100%.
What do you mean?
The coming of August.
Yeah, that's impossible.
But it is possible. I'm just talking about. Nah, okay, let's leave that. The question that I asked before.
Yima, okay. Your girl must is buzzed with something here in Cape Town.
Right.
Would she leave Landa Yenza for who am I now? Just for opportunity.
I wouldn't want her to.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So you'd basically leave love, I'll focus on the marketing.
For the people listening,
Tandon, long distance, come on, bro.
And also, one more thing. Yeah. It's not... Yo.
Long distance?
We're not Bongani Zoom with that girl, bro. Please. Nah.
It doesn't take away from the fact that you still love your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Yeah. You love him, but it's just like about life and opportunity. Right. Yeah. People can switch up, boy.
Yeah.
You say, oh, you're too humble. This next day, bro, this person
my
changed.
Family needs yeah, this. Fair. I will imagine.
Fair.
So, fair. With Danger's hot take... I agree and disagree. It's like, yeah, I need love, but I also want money. Yeah.
Love is what I got, but I don't think it stands in the way of what I want.
Mm.
That's the type of love I have. Or is that something rare to you?
I'm letting you go. I have to choose myself.
Fair. Yeah. Fair enough.
Okay. What's your hot take, bro?
My hot take is... People who wear slides without socks, I don't care what the occasion is. It's crazy.
Mm.
So you're going to wear flip-flops 100%. With no socks?
Yeah,
100%.
No socks. Bro, this.
I hate it. Belje, please. Belje is dying because he understands.
You literally saw me like in a few days and he flops without socks.
And I flamed you for that, didn't I?
For knowing why.
Danger is the same person, guys. Danger is the same person who was with. We said we had to stop him. He was going to come here wearing jeans, sneakers, with short, like, secret socks, with his, like, ankles showing outside, bro. We had to stop.
Bro, my ankles was not going to show, Ibo.
They were going to show.
Your ankles were ashy as well.
They were ashy.
Nah, boy.
I'm against it, because
I
don't
want to
call
so
that name out, bro.
That's wear my different. And slides without socks, because, yep.
Fair. I just can't. It's uncomfortable at this point.
Bro.
No?
Do you see the weather outside? Do you see the weather outside?
It doesn't matter.
Maybe cows and all of that.
Beach. It doesn't matter.
It's the same thing.
Can I speak?
I wear slides without socks.
I only do that
when
I'm home.
But when I walk out, then I put on socks.
I don't like it, for real.
Like I'm feeling pumping in the boots, my pant. Yeah,
I was about to say.
I wear the socks and all of that.
Yeah, me too. When I'm at home, I can't do.
That is the only exception.
Yeah.
I want to see.
But I don't even like wearing flops, man. Yeah. I don't like wearing flops.
I'm going to wear my flops and slides without socks. Because
if you do that, you are a monster.
But wait, does it also apply to girls, though? To girls? Only guys. I guess guys have a nice. You see guys who wear like those flip flops, like
you see the G string flops. Yo, you see the G string flops.
You deserve to be arrested and executed,
bro.
No.
And they're gonna walk.
But
in
I don't want to lie.
How are you gonna wear G string flops and walk through sand?
But the Havana's ones are kind of fire.
Your dog's out like that.
The dog's out and now they're getting ashy.
Okay.
Bro, like, Kabanga, when your relay flops, but not the G-string flops.
Here's the thing, guys, just to highlight this. Now, it's not about the brand or
it's
how
not
expensive.
About the brand or anything.
Listen, but like
I can wear my no-name flops, the ones that cover my feet, and I'm good.
Run first. Yeah, please. Yeah, sister.
Okay, yeah, we said about not brand.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're talking about brands now.
No, we're not. But
no,
run
he
first.
Literally said one like a slides with no brand.
I will tell you, boy, it's not about the brand, it's not about the price. I don't care.
It doesn't look good on you, also, bro. There's Zimbeza push.
No.
And you also get people who wear those Yeezy slides with no socks. You monster.
Those are not the Yeezys.
What do we call it then?
Those ones are not Yeezys.
Lime ones. I said, when did Yeezy drop Lime?
Kanye does not know about Lime. That.
But we see that
Kanye does not know about that.
Oh, I'm a nana,
I was with you. We
you
saw
guys.
Bright orange.
Listen, when? Kanye did not design that shit, nigga.
Those are not Yeezys. Bright orange.
They took out the white in it.
Tata.
Those are Yeezys.
Let me go with my hot take.
Yeah.
My hot take is easy. Like, I don't think you guys are going to fight me too much with this one. Uh-huh. I don't even think it's a hot take. I think everyone here agrees.
Yeah.
But South Africa is the heaven on earth. Like, it's the best country in the world.
Yay!
Right now, yes.
Everyone agrees, right?
I agree. Yep.
No one is fighting.
I don't know alone.
Thank you.
Right now, yes.
South Africa is the best country in the world.
Yep.
Yes.
I would never go to anywhere else, boy.
Like, to live
I also feel bad. I'm just sitting by the patient corner. I don't relate.
I used to visit and come back. I'd stay only once, but like, I could get an opportunity to go to the disc because the disc is exciting.
That's understandable. That's understandable.
Yeah.
But live.
I don't even want to go to America anymore. Boy.
The most amazing,
I'm even to visit.
The most amazing part about Peshe Yabo, like isn't just funny talents. They are taken seriously. That's nice about that. Like who gonna like acting and stuff. You will get like a lot of money and stuff. So
now,
I would do that if
they
because it's a third world country.
Yeah,
they just developed. They just invested. I think Universal Studios just invested like $5 billion in the studio. In Cape Town and in Durban. So they're developing everything. The film, we are already part of it, low-key, the film industry, because you're part of agencies. Yeah. And we shoot. And there's actually productions here. Big productions, millions,
big
everything.
Productions,
People using cameras, 1 million.
Yeah, is it true? Lanoga 13 and all of that?
Oh, no. I don't know. I don't know.
LJ said throwing shots at my manager. Is it the G-string flops?
But everyone agrees, right?
Everyone agrees with your hot
time.
Okay, so I'm about to send us to a little quick break and we will be right back.
Our station, our talent, our people.
Do you want to take your business to the next level? Advertise with Radio East River by emailing us at admin@radioeastriver.co.za.
And are back. Right, so right now is one of my favorite segments ever. And we have the question of the week. Stilo, could you just guide us through what the question of the week was? And we'll
stop showing my phone with this string part.
The question of the week is, how do you let go of someone that you already in a relationship with, but you don't love anymore? Because I'm not reading it, so I have to, like,
that the troubles my head. You.
Yeah.
That troubles you a lot.
Oh my God, just let it go. Let it go. But the question of the week is, how do you let go of someone that you're in a relationship with, but you no longer love?
Mm,
and I have my first response here, which is a VN. So I'm going to play the VN. Hopefully you guys are going to be able to hear.
Let me.
Are you on my WhatsApp, bro? Bro,
just relax.
Don't ever show my phone string WhatsApp again, fan.
With that person, you move on with your life.
Wait, okay.
Okay, this is what you do. Are you dating them? Okay, this only applies if the person was a terrible person to you. While you're with that person, you move on with your life. You genuinely move on. You make yourself better mentally and physically. Like, you get over them completely. So when the relationship ends, you know that you will never look back. You stay with them until they're no longer your type. You stay with them until
this
you
is
no
someone's
longer feel
girl.
Anything for them. Anything. And then later on, you find yourself somewhere else. You find yourself someone else and you move on with your life. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
She is hurt.
Yeah. So that's how you move on from, like... But here's the thing. We're not trying to say move on. We're just trying to say, how do you talk to that person? How do you let them go? So this is her solution. That, yo, just move on, buddy.
See, I feel like most of us
just tell the person. Yeah. I think it's easy. Just tell the person how you feel. But I do love you and stuff. But, like, this is how I'm feeling and stuff and stuff. And then, yeah.
But I feel like...
I think it's better like that.
This is a better way.
No, it's not.
No, but she did also mention that if this person was a bad person to you, this is how you move on.
Which is a good thing.
Yes. But I can't do
but
that.
It's not gonna help.
I'm not surprised, bro.
Fair.
Women are evil.
No. Okay.
No, I'm not gonna agree with you, boy.
Not co-sign that.
He looked at me like I'm gonna agree. No,
he looked at me for validation as well.
I'm not gonna agree with you, buddy.
Yeah, they are evil, Jay.
Boy, you're alone.
Okay.
Now, you in a relationship, I understand where you're coming from.
Aren't you in a relationship, bro?
It's not even that.
I am, bro. I am.
Oh.
I'm cheating. Guys, this is my response.
Bro, I'm not going to put this thing on my link and pin in this fag on my status. Yes, bro?
Because you're a teacher guy, you know.
Please, what's your response? Let's let it go.
Okay, relationship means two people being in an agreement. If you're not in agreement that a relationship won't be healthy, one person will suffer. If one partner feels like the whole love is not them, rather let it go to save the feelings. People to be in a relationship, it's a mutual feeling. It can't be one-sided. It won't work. The best way to let it go on another side, being in a relationship, it's continual feeling. Certain things that make a relationship strong without being intimate. I will advise on outings, activities together that will make the relationship grow. But if you feel like it's no longer working better, let the relationship slide. That's my response to the question.
No, you're not trying to mend things here, but you're just trying to let go.
Just let me go, man. I'm not trying to...
I understand. Yeah. I'm just being a very, very bad person.
These are the real people who are supposed to be dating.
The people speak like this, right? That's true.
Okay, so long. My response? I got a response, and this says, this isn't a movie. There's no... wait, let me finish.
Yo.
This isn't a movie. There's no poetic, painless way to do it. Stop overthinking, break up, and move the hell on.
Yo.
That's it.
Yeah, boy.
Straight to the point.
I think That's I know it. Who this is.
Straight.
Do I know this person?
You might.
Sure. Nah, boy.
Straight to the
point. You're real, though. I can't lie. Straight you are real. Can you please open your phone, bro?
Straight to the point.
Damn. Do you guys agree with this?
I do agree with
That's
it.
That's the just best way to
like,
go.
Like, move on.
Nah.
That's it.
Leave me alone.
That's it.
Leave me alone.
None of these EVGVs. This is not a movie.
Yeah. You're not in Titanic here, boy.
This is not Titanic, man.
I think... Okay, let me just ask Danger first, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the best advice to, like, let go of a person you no longer love that you're in a relationship with?
Last label.
just like
simple,
that.
Simple, bro. I'm
just
lost.
Simple, right? What do you think?
Same. I'm tell you how I feel about you now. And
I'm
stuff.
Not telling you anything, bro.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna explain to you one thing, Shem, because I care. I don't love you, but I care about you.
You
if I don't love you, I don't care anymore, bro.
Yeah, you're
very,
yeah. You're
a winner. Very thoughtful. Facts,
nah, you're evil, bro. Like,
it's not evil, bro.
I don't think Danger's the rudest person in this room.
Now, besides being rude, bro, like, who's our healer fasting and saying tell us so? But I say, nah, it's over.
There's always a better way to say things, boy.
It's not, like just, it's not like I'm just gonna say it out loud.
You just say it out loud, buddy.
No can does it, no. You don't know.
I know you, boy. What do you mean, Tony? I know you.
We know your real life.
I think you should just like write a big ass paragraph. Me, I explain.
Nah,
yourself.
Breaking over.
I overly
communicate. I think I would call you and be like, this is how I feel.
I feel like I'm gonna last over the phone, bro. It's rude. What you can do is don't tell, but why? My pen.
That is a tactic.
It's not a tactic.
Nah.
That is because you know it's gonna go your way.
Yeah, it's gonna go your way.
Yeah, I know. After you go to Gile, you're gonna leave.
It's crazy.
I have one more response here, right? I don't know which one I should read. People, W guys. From my status,
thank
that's
you guys
so
for
those
responding,
are
man.
Always responding here.
That's good.
Just be honest with them. That's the only way. Because what will hurt them the most is when you ignore them. When you ignore them, take long to respond. When you're not affectionate anymore. When you cheat and all those things. And all those things someone does when they're not in love with a person anymore. Just break up with them and move on.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
I love this.
I agree
response.
With that.
Yeah, this I
that
agree.
That might be the best one so far.
Yeah,
same thing, but it's well put.
I think I used to do that. Like the things that you mentioned, I used to not respond. I used to just cheat, like to just move on and not tell the person. That was very very wrong of me. You used
that
to do
was
the same.
Terrible.
This is another.
You said what?
No, say that with your pardon.
Letting go of someone you once loved can be difficult and emotional process.
Sorry.
It's very important to acknowledge your feelings and accept that the relationship has run its course. Secondly, have an honest conversation with your partner, listening to their perspective while being clear about your own, also allowing yourself to grieve and process your emotions, but also be open to new experiences and growth, enabling you to move forward, but always remember to not jump into a new relationship. Because many are the times we want to jump into new relationships without grieving enough, because we've once loved a person we're in a relationship with.
Oh, this, yeah.
Bro.
This is
grieving. Using the word grieving is insane, though.
Like, is it?
You bro, grieving from your relationship.
Can I just highlight? You know how it is to be heartbroken. How it can take a toll on you, boy.
I know, but would I use the word grieving.
Healing, basically.
Healing,
yeah, healing.
That's
with grieving.
The same
yeah,
thing. Grieving and healing.
Grieving is insane. Who died?
It's not about
but
death.
But something died inside you.
Yeah.
What?
The love.
You gonna ask me that? You're the one person that I've seen broken, dead inside.
Dead inside.
So you know.
Yo,
you're supposed to
dead
know.
Dead inside, bro.
But look me dead in my eyes.
I'm being
bro,
dead serious because you know.
But I expect because Godan Chimana, we are not.
He was heartbroken.
Yeah.
Road wave. Oh, never see a jogger, bro. Road yeah, wave.
He was jogging for like 4 months straight.
I can't lie. Hell, I needed yo. That. The feline was insane.
Yo. Junior was yo, why go on ya? I'm glad you're good, bro.
Okay,
yo, that was
okay.
Not good. Like something had died inside him.
Would I still use the word grieving even for
no,
that period?
Bro,
no,
that's not grieving. I
no.
Healing,
healing,
guys. Him.
Healing, yes.
But I love
you.
It.
Can't use another word for your relationship.
I love the response.
Grieving.
Grieving.
Guys, I will.
Stilo just requested post him alone. Okay.
Yeah, but guys.
Grieving is still insane. Which one?
White Iverson. This is my song for today's break. Don't look at me like that. I've never picked a song. Let me pick a song once.
As a judge.
White Iverson.
Yeah, but okay, before we go on to the break, guys, I just want to ask you guys this question, right?
Yeah.
What do you think can stop you from feeling this way, like falling out of love with your partner?
I think like even a couple months into it, actually,
yeah.
Cool, and then you're deep, like you're deep, and then be like, you are, I got to deep, I care about him, but I don't deep,
it happens,
like, Just
she's speaking like she's experiencing that shit.
I was holding that in. I didn't want to say it first. It's like she's tired.
Joy, she's even saying like bank it.
This is insane.
Oh. I'm not, guys. Yeah. But like, you know, man, it happens. Yo, it happens. Ish.
She's going through it.
No, I'm not going through it.
She's turning pink too.
Still on
her eyes are squinting. Ish.
Guys, well, yeah. Yeah.
What do you like? What do you think is the way to solve this? Like, not to get to this point.
Yo, I'm not, guys. Everyone was speaking of it because I once experienced it. Like, it was a one-year relationship and I was like, yo, I'm tired, bro. I'm bored. Like, there's nothing and stuff. Mm. Like, I don't have love for you anymore. And I just missed the nigga.
Can I, danger, go on before I ask this?
The only thing,
There's no way to avoid getting to that point.
Yeah, bro, like, if you're a nagging person, I don't like abantu abaneka. Don't nag. So like, give me space, man. Like, when I'm doing my thing, soon question cool, because I'm tigre.
You don't know what you want, blood.
Can I ask you guys a question, yo? You guys are in relationships, right?
I also wanted to answer that question.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd say certain activities that you do with your girl could always spark something within
you. Always
like those small things. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, you guys.
Yeah, born almost normally like when the change of your attitude, you can almost see a person, but
always find a way to regain that thing.
I was about to ask you guys that question.
I've never had again to find a way your pin and your recovery chain. Because it's a spark, like it spark a circle, like.
You can do something to get that spark back. Like, you guys can do things that you love doing, activities and stuff.
Okay, let me say, I've never been
and
in love.
I wanted to ask you guys the question, but you basically answered, because you guys are in long-term relationships, right? And you guys are in love with your partners.
How many months would you go in?
Mind your business.
So how did you guys avoid to, like, not get bored by your partners, you know?
Nah, I'm very honest person. Yeah, but I'm gonna tell my dude about Borele, bro, and he knows that.
That would break me.
I think it's a good thing. Fair. I'm being honest with you. I'm telling how I feel, and which is good. I'm always like updating you, but and we always ask each other, but how are you? Am I still treating you good? Are we still good together and stuff? And then I think that's a good thing. And it the spark keeps on developing in the relationship.
That makes sense. You also ask, right? You don't just put it on
am I still treating you good and stuff?
I love that. Because most times the responsibilities is always on like guys to be the ones who spark up the relationship.
That's why I said I'm a dominant person.
Why
when I still like did you keep the spark with your
your past relationships?
Which one?
You know which one I'm speaking about.
Long term.
Long term ones.
Chloe.
Not the long term ones.
Chloe.
Chloe.
It's a code name for it was just going out on dates, because I remember there was this one time we argued. Yo, I did some stupid things, you know. This certain weekend, I did crazy things. I was in like yesterday field. Reckless decisions.
Crazy decisions.
Yeah. But then she forgave me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next week, I took her out on a date. We had a lot of fun. Girls love money too, boy. Gave her some money too. We were good.
Fair.
And you know, like when a guy. Your boyfriend like something more like not cheat like something do you forgive and forget?
I don't forget, Shem. Sorry, I do forgive, but I don't forget. It's a looking
like that's the thing.
I don't. I only bring it out like at that moment, and then just
you don't keep on bringing it up.
They do, bro.
But let's say fresh. I do, Shem. To be honest,
Fair. Let's go on and pray.
We are about to go on a little quick break and we'll be right back with some.
Love you guys.
Hold on.
Yes,
our station, our talent, our people.
The Dung Rugby.
Sussing on you. I'm swaggin', oh. I'm ballin', I've a song on you. Watch out, yeah. I smash out, yeah. I'm spendin' on my fucking pay. Got me some braids and I got me some hoes. Started rocking the sleeve, I can't bond with no jaws. You know how I do, I can close on my toes. Ooh. I ain't rich yet, but you know I ain't broke, ah. So if I see it, I like it, buy that from the store, ah. I'm with some white girls and they love them, they're coke, ah. Like they OT. Double OT, like I'm KD, smoking OG. And you know me, my 2-3s and my gold tee. Bitch, you're smiling, bitch, you see me from the nosebleed. I'm the new 3 and I change out to my new D. White Iver song. When I started balling, I was young. You gon' think about me when I'm gone. I need that money like the ring I never won. I'm saucing on you. I'm swagging, oh. I'm balling, I've a song on you. Watch out, yeah. I smash out, yeah. I'm spending on my fucking pay. In a hairband, Comic-Con's in my hair, man. Slumped over like a dead man. Red and black, but my bread, man. I'm the answer, never question. Lace up, learn a lesson. Bitch, I'm saucing. I do the sorting. Don't do no talking. My options, right when I walk in. Jump on them Jordans, I'm balling. Money jumping, like I'm Davis from New Orleans. Oh, bitch, I'm hardin'. I don't miss nothing. For practice. This shit just happens, no, y'all can't stand it. I have it, I never pass it. I wear my magic, high average ball on these bastards. It makes me happy, it's tragic. I make it happen, and all y'all shacked in. White Iver song. When I started balling, I was young. You gon' think about me when I'm gone. I need that money like the ring I never won. I won. I'm saucing on you. I'm swagging, oh. I'm balling, I've a song on you. Watch out, yeah. I smash out, yeah. I'm spending on my fucking pay.
Take your business to the next level. Advertise with Radio East River by emailing us at admin@radioeastriver.co.za.
Our station, our talent, our people.
And we are back. Any say, what's the next segment that you want?
The dilemma. We're going to the dilemma, guys. Dilemma,
and GD's reading it today.
Mm-hmm. GD's reading it.
Which one was I choose? Where's your name, Carlton? You sent it, man?
Yeah.
Okay, let me check it out.
While he's checking it out, guys, please do not forget to follow us on Facebook at Radio Easter Feed. We are live on Facebook right now. We're also live on our website, www.radioeasterfeed.co.za. And follow us on Instagram at Hideout Studios Network.
And you where can we post also clips, find everything. Radio Easter Feed on
Instagram.
Instagram as well. And they also go live on TikTok at Radio Easter Feed.
And subscribe to our YouTube at what is it? Hideout Studios Network.
What is it?
Yo, bro. Okay, the dilemma. I'm going to read the second one because the first one I kind of like relate and it's like an example. So I don't want to read that one.
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
You think that knowing, man?
Nah.
Yes.
I'm joking.
Title, okay. It's my wife just confessed to cheating. But the truth is even worse. It was, yeah, bro. I, a 29 male, have been married to my wife, 27 female, yeah, for 3 years. Our relationship has been,
relationship?
did I say?
Sorry
for the curse, man. but it's kind of the truth.
But okay,
I'm so sorry. Now, because you say relationship.
Our relationship has been solid. Our relationship has been solid. Oh, so I thought, yeah, well, last week she sat me down and admitted she cheated on me. I was devastated, but then she hit me with something even worse. She didn't cheat with a coworker, a friend, or even a random guy. She cheated with a priest. Not just any priest, the one who officiated our wedding. She swears it only happened once, that she regrets it and wants to work things out. But I can't get past the fact that the man who blessed our marriage.
He blessed you. blessed the man and he blessed the wife too.
The man who blessed our marriage was also sleeping with my wife. I feel humiliated. Mm. My trust is shattered and now I don't even know if I believe in marriage anymore. Should I try to forgive her or
there's no forgiving cheating?
Is this a sign to walk away?
Walk away, buddy.
Walk away, buddy.
She's gonna do it again.
I'm gonna put food in
that. It's a non-negotiable.
No, she's actually evil. You know?
But I can't get
she's so evil,
bro.
The bro can't even get past the fact that you are like we must see him chat away to bro.
Bro, he blessed the marriage and he blessed the wife too,
bro.
He blessed.
Why is following a man to Mazan and Janyane? Yeah, bro.
And these dilemmas, right?
Bro.
Yeah.
Oh. Bless the wife, too.
Nah. Wait, but he blessed the wife.
Bless the wife.
He blessed
the wife. That's so wrong with doing that.
He was there reading that Bible and peeking.
Yo.
And crazy. They could the last segment, it was, whoever doesn't support this wife, this marriage,
he
should
was,
stand up. Or
he's thinking inside,
bro. I said, "For me, bomb on the peace." I'm putting bomb on the peace, bro.
Aside from the wife, she's evil, right? Mm. Even the priest is evil. Yo,
damn.
That's some crazy.
I can't lie, this is an evil boy. Yo,
Yabo,
don't care.
You know why
when niggas are evil.
No. We don't know, but it still doesn't matter.
How do you know?
Never mind that I say that niggas are evil. The girl is in the wrong. Yeah,
even the guy, they're both in the wrong.
Relationship now, and we got a cause of omnium talk for now. Just because of funerals are for my
no.
She admitted, but okay, yeah,
no,
I want
see,
something.
I was trying to be polite, but no, man. No. The girl is wrong. The wife is wrong. That's evil.
What are you searching, bro?
Nah, nothing, bro.
The girl is evil.
Nah.
The nigga must go move on.
He must move on with his life.
Yeah. Now, you can't just move on. So move on, Nemara.
I'm moving on.
I saw this so girl in the moon, bro.
Go to the army, boy, or something.
You know, he doesn't even.
That's your wife.
Doesn't believe in marriage anymore. Like, I can't.
Yo, guys, you know when people are actually in love, right? I remember watching this movie. Mm-hmm. I think
why would you date a person for 3 years?
Why?
What do you mean?
It's a short period of time.
It's not.
3 years.
3 years is a long time.
Bro, it takes a long time to rate Intombazane. Intombi.
It's not even.
You can never like know a girl like no Intombazane.
That only comes into play when you like dealing with a lot of girls, bro.
Nah. Beside that, but like it's hard to read the Intombazane, bro. Like we understand. Like I'm Intombazane, understand like tonight. A space of a month. Like,
never. Yep.
Never.
You guys
see, I think you are
open,
a very simple guy.
Because
it's
open
lie.
Books. It's in and out. We just open people. Like.
Nah.
Danger. If I think you're too surface level sometimes, but I don't lie.
Nah,
boy.
It's
no
hard
way.
To love.
It's hard. Yeah, it's very hard.
Me is hard.
Me?
Besides what? Loving, bro. But like, I'm food. I'm not food. Not too time.
That's
like,
just, exactly
comes with
that.
It.
It's hard.
It comes with it.
What about Intombazane fana?
Bro said in a month.
In a month.
And what is it that like, you require, boy? The requirements are low.
low entry, boy.
Low entry.
Yo.
Yeah, like the requirements is arms. This is Tatabando Woos. Nah, get that.
You must just look good. That's it. Just look good. But yeah, you said the guy said he doesn't believe in marriage anymore, right?
Yeah.
Yo, guys, when a guy's really in love, I was watching this movie. I think I was 10, 12. But it was not. Nah, I think I was.
I was 12 and watching love movies. Did I start smoking about Robocop?
You've always been this way, no?
Yeah. But yeah.
Oh, guy, you were hiding it.
I've never hid it. But what do you call this? This guy was in love with this woman and she passed away. Bro. Yo. Yo, he was devastated. You keep, like, watching the movie, you would think the wife is alive, ne? Throughout the entire movie and then at the end.
Oh, it's like.
Showed he's like
the wife is gone.
He's been talking to himself the entire time. Wife is in his mind. He cannot let her go. He walks on the street, goes to the coffee shop like he's still chilling with his wife.
I feel like bro. Chatting. I said like before my wife, bro.
Bro, so with this guy saying he doesn't believe in marriage anymore, like it can take a toll on him, boy. Like he can never actually.
And he's still
love
young, bro.
Again.
Like,
yeah,
he's 29. Yeah. He's 29, right?
Bro, yeah. he's still young.
Still young, bro.
Sheesh.
Like, I can't lie.
Bro. Gents,
that would scar me.
Yes.
Know the person you're marrying to, Vekala, for it.
My priest. Our priest.
It's not even about the priest, it's just about knowing your girl.
It's about knowing who you're with.
Man. Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
I don't blame the priest in Nagota, bro.
I blame the wife too. Yeah, I don't blame
the priest. The priest Yak says the wife you married is not loyal.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
But Ubunseng is wrong.
Because the priest represents any other guy that's on the road, bro.
Yeah.
Simple.
Sheesh, man.
So wait, just to like ask something. You a girl. Because you're the only one I can really ask this question, bro. I won't lie. The question is, do you think it's true, Lanuba, with the right guy at the right time, right words?
Right words.
Right time, and when I say the right time, maybe you're vulnerable, something just happened. Mm. And then the guy that's your type, and he speaks exactly your language that you love.
That's always the right time.
And then?
It can happen, like cheating can happen in that moment.
This is the right time. It's forever the right time.
In a relationship.
Yeah.
And you get with.
And then a guy approaches you, right? Maybe you're in a relationship.
And then
you and your partner are on rocky terms. The right guy, that's your type. At the right time, which is you when your relationship is vulnerable. And then he says exactly what you want to
hear.
It can happen.
Yeah, it can.
Fair.
Okay.
Feel like I'm fit.
No, I'm joking.
But it can happen.
It can happen.
Right time, right guy.
I don't
right
like steal questions, bro. You like putting people on the spot.
Nah, I just like asking questions.
But like, I think it's the same thing to you guys.
Girls, like you, she was asking generally for girls.
For girls,
right?
Yeah, for girls.
Nani ninja, yes, na chana funi validation comment on mazan.
I feel like I'm over that though.
You used to do that, ne?
Yeah.
Okay. But I think the reason I don't want to touch on this.
Go on.
Nah, it's
save
just like
chest, man.
No, it's just
this
I
is
was
a
gonna
free
say
spot, man.
Because you said
this is a free safe space.
Said, guys also do that, which is 100% correct. Mm. But I think with women, it's more likely to happen. Like, there's more chances, because when women are emotional, like, when they're in emotional state, they will do anything.
When I'm emotional, I just, like, yourself, I'm slumbering, find it.
Yo.
That's the only solution, most for Loewe.
Go to another girl, but just do something else, bro. That's not a healthy lifestyle.
Okay, do something else and HM and Lil Paul.
Yeah.
Free my mind.
Kids watch this, buddy. Kids watch this.
I know I'm a role model.
And you want them to follow your footsteps?
No,
exactly.
Footsteps. I'm kind of hurt by Zita. When I'm hurt, boys and girls, when I'm hurt, I just take the ball and play the ball. Yeah, bro.
W Danger.
Okay, so I'm about to send us to a quick ad break, and we will come back, and we will go into our back to school segment. Right here.
Yes, gotta feel it.
Our station, our talent, our people.
He done rugby.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention?
Submissions are now open
for all types of South African music to be playlisted on Radio Yesterday.
The likes of
gospel.
En hip-hop.
Dan wat gaat hij maken?
Wat?
Brood is met bomsen in die straat. Hoeveel is al dood aan die kaap?
Hoeveel?
Mijn enigste vraag is... Wat?
And we are back. So right here, I have the questions. It's about 5 questions and we have... Yo.
Hi, bro.
So right here, these are third grade level questions.
Grade what?
Third grade.
And if we get them all wrong, we dumb. Third grade.
Some of them go up and go down again, but yeah.
Okay. Mm.
You guys will find your way. So the first question is, what do we call a word that is the opposite of another word? This is English. We'll start with GD, then go to Owam. And then
I'll be opposite to fit to eyeball.
Yeah, but he just mentioned opposite in the sentence, boy.
What do we call?
Nah, we're starting this way.
Nah, you already answered.
Nah, pull I abo fair to opposite. I come on, fan.
Yo, read the question again so you can hear it, bro.
What do we call a word that is the opposite of another word?
Opposite, abo.
Okay,
no, what did you say?
No.
I just want to hear her answer. Okay. You said antonym. I say, wait, sing our business or anonym. I'll say anonym.
What? It's not a thing. Okay.
Anonym. Is it a word?
Anonym.
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 I've never heard of
anonym. 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 Capino finish question now.
No, you know.
I think I have the answer. Wrong one.
Right.
What's the right answer?
What do we call a word that is the opposite of another word?
Opposite.
Bro, are you dumb?
Nah,
yo.
Opposite. Nah, it's not similar. Yeah.
Anonym.
Antonym.
No.
Now you said anonym, bro.
Okay.
So
cool.
The answer is antonym, and then the point goes to Owam.
No, finally.
Oh, shame. You
put the final. I was feeling that point.
Anonym.
I don't know.
I had
anonym.
So much faith in.
Please, let's let it go. Just let it go. Please.
Opposite.
He said opposite.
Next, please.
Okay, question two.
I want to steal culture, bro. I was like, I need to find English. Yeah, and Jecho.
Fair. Hold on.
Oh, you're feeling confident today.
Oh, she's gone.
Okay. Let's go.
Hey, shame.
How many? Okay, yo, listen. How many legs does a spider have?
What?
8.
Okay. GD says.
8.
Steal.
I don't actually know.
I say 6.
6. And the answer is 8.
I'm gonna put that Charlemagne meme.
So Owam has 2 points, Danger has 1 point, Zero has 0. Shocking. Question three.
Shocking. Why is it shocking?
Nah, that's crazy.
That's kind of cold.
Question three. What is the largest organ in the human body?
Yo.
Zangan. Stilo
start.
Oh, why me?
Big man, we've been starting the
GD. I think this is the easiest question ever.
Nah, it's not easy. Yo, I never
don't know this.
Part.
I don't know. Nyani, like,
what do you call Zangan the stomach, guys? What do you call
it? Emma.
Yo,
I didn't say the stomach.
Do I even know what an organ is, blood?
Brother, please.
Organ,
I know, but it's not the biggest, though. I strap it up.
Think, bro.
What do you think?
My mind is not working right now, boy. I won't lie. On this one,
lights, cameras, action, yeah.
I don't want to lie, but I'm from intending as you are and as if you but like, isn't
wait,
it that he live? Live
okay? In Amenzo, so that he live. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll say the liver, bro. Okay.
Skin.
And the answer is the skin.
Woo!
Because
bro,
it's the skin is the organ.
I didn't know. Yo, I didn't get anything right.
Affairs.
Next week, I'm studying this week. Boy.
Bro, studying what? Yeah. Okay. Questions.
I won't lie, I'm asking the questions next week. I haven't asked questions in a long time.
One has like three, points. Bro.
Yeah. Danger has one.
Zero. We need one.
You won, though. You already won.
Last question. Wait, second last question. What do we call an animal that eats both plants and meat?
Omnivore.
DD?
Omnivore.
Herbivore.
Plants as well. Zang, yeah, boy, natural science and he pass on self.
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
It's omnivore.
I'm
catching up. This one.
Nah, you're not catching up. It's
not three.
You have to get this one.
It's not over if I get it then.
Okay, I have one, two. Okay, let's go.
Last question. Question number five. What type of energy comes from the sun?
I forgot. Ooh. I remember being taught this in class, but I forgot.
What type of energy that comes from the sun?
I won't lie, boy. I remember being taught this. Sunlight.
Radiation.
No, let's wrap it up, please.
It's sunlight. If you're solar. What is something?
Solar system. Are you guys?
It's not solar system.
Solar something. Shut up.
Not solar system. Like solar something.
Solar something.
Or sunlight. Pagat with
solar something.
So the answer is solar energy.
But it's not right. So
solar, still we have three when we're not one.
You have two, buddy. Oh, I have one.
I just answered
solar. I won, guys.
You said solar. Oh,
solar.
What is solar? Nigga?
Solar energy.
Yo. I'm saying you won.
You see, they're bickering and everything. Thank you guys for watching the Hideout show.
Nobody got this question right.
Yo, we wrapping it up.
Nobody. Listen.
We're wrapping it up.
Let's wrap it up. I love you
Thank
guys.
You so
have a
much.
Wonderful week.
We love y'all.
Yo, we love you guys.
No, I'm not saying didn't lose,
but I'm just saying. Our
station, our talent, our people.
Talking in your sleep. I know you want to cry all night. Plotting, scheming, finding reason to defend all of your violent nights. Promise me. Don't you grow up in a hurry. Your mama be worried. Oh, it was all part of the story. Even the scary nights, thank you for all of the glory. You will be remembered all. Thank you to all of the heroes of the night. They gotta repaint the colors. The light is wearing off. Reality is upon us. Cold is dripping love. Cold is dripping love.
Is this savage? Is this monsters? Is this pimps? Is this players? Niggas had daughters, now they precautious. Father, forgive me, I'm scared of the karma. Cause now I see women as something to nurture, not something to conquer. I hope she like Nikki, I make her a monster. now having menages. I'm just being silly, I answer the door like Will Smith and Martin. Do we have a problem? Out of fact, Marlon, this ain't me the Farkas. I beat his L, pray I beat the charges. No, daddy don't play, not when it comes to their daughters. Don't do no yoga, don't do Pilates. Just play piano and stick to karate. I pray your bodies, drink more like mine and not like your mommy's. Just being salty, but this is nuts. And I am a nigga, I know what they want. I pray that you don't get it all at once. Curves under your dress, I know it's pervs. All on the net, all in the comments, you wanna vomit. That's your baby, you love her to death. Now she cutting class and hanging with friends. You break a glass and say it again. She can't comprehend the danger she in. If you were but she moving with him, then he would bear. You go through it again. But how you the devil rebuking the sin? Let's pray we could put this behind us. I swear that these times is the wildest. She got the scars, they serve as reminders. Blood still on her pajamas, but yesterday is dead, yeah. Moment of silence. Next should be off the collars and then at the altar. Cause she know that is a savage. Is his monsters, is his pimps, is his players, to that daughters, is his pimps, is his players, to that daughters.
Don't you go up in a hurry, your mama be worried. Oh, it was all part of the story, even the scary nights. Thank you for all of the glory, you will be remembered. Oh, thank you to all of the heroes of the night. They gotta repaint the colors. The light is wearing off. Reality is upon us. Colors dripping off.
Muscle cramps triggering a slump? Try Slomag for rapid recovery. Beat your slump.